Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. While a whole host of agriculture groups have come out in support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the language that has been released earlier this month by the Obama administration, the nation's largest general farm organization is not yet ready to go there as far as full-fledged support. Their president, Bob Stallman, says they're working on it and will probably have a position to talk about come December.
Well, we're not, because we have an internal process that our policy says we must honor, and that process is basically, you know, look at the details of the text, which was just released, and it's a complicated text, and then do an analysis on the impact on American agriculture by commodity. While I expect that outcome to be very positive, we won't take an official position by our board until that analysis is complete, which will be about probably three weeks or so. Having said that, we've worked with the negotiators throughout this process. There's some definite gains for American agriculture. It's never perfect. No trade agreement is, but, you know, this one, I think, will further open up markets in a region of the world that's very important for U.S. agriculture, and one that U.S. agriculture can really, get into. And whether you're talking about, you know, our very efficient overall commodity production, whether you're talking about, you know, the specialty crops and fruits and vegetables that are out there, particularly on the West Coast, they're well positioned to gain in this agreement. You know, the other issue is there's some of our commodities wanted to maintain their protections, and I think they managed to do that. So, you know, we'll see what the numbers say, but I'm very positive that this is going to be an agreement that's good for U.S. agriculture.
You're anticipating what, maybe a December meeting of your board? You'll look at it seriously?
Yeah, right now the schedule, and, you know, based on the fact that Congress won't take it up till next year anyway, right now we're looking at having that discussion at our December board meeting and giving them all the facts and numbers that we've developed, and then we'll have an official position.
The president of the American Farm Bureau, Bob Stallman, talking Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Let's stay with the Farm Bureau connection, if we might, as we talk about the release this morning early of their 30th annual informal price survey on classic items found for the Thanksgiving Day dinner table. Last year, they were just under $50 for a feast for 10 people. This year, it's just above $50. $50.11 is the cost of the food for 10 people. The big ticket item is a 16-pound turkey. It came in at a total of $23.04 this year. That's about $1.44 a pound, an increase of less than 9 cents a pound, or a total of $1.39 more per whole turkey compared to a year ago. There were some fears that we might have a big spike up on turkey prices because of bird flu, but that doesn't seem to be the case this year. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says everything on their Turkey Day menu is an adequate supply as we get closer to Thanksgiving. You've got farm news, I'm Ron. The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, their regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.